Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
How's it going, Rochelle?
It's good.
Doing all right. Fantastic. Yeah. Good. Great.
Super duper.
Top of the world. Couldn't be better.
Great. I'm doing laundry.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Does that mean it's super duper?
I don't know if that's a bad thing.
No.
All right. What's going on in our world? Well, straight up, I will mention this. We are going to go to... this is actually something really exciting. Rochelle and
tomorrow
I...
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. Pretty exciting stuff. Rochelle and I are going to go see John Waters, trash, sleazy filmmaker, do speaking engagement at the Calgary Underground Film Festival. Something very exciting. I haven't, you know, I'm a fan of his films. I've seen them all. And
you made me watch them all.
I made Rochelle.
That was
watch.
Like your dating criteria. Let's see if this girl likes these movies. If she's okay with these movies,
then we're
then
good.
I think I might be able to date her.
And it worked out.
Right? Yeah.
Because I made you watch Pink Flamingos and Female Trouble and.
Well, I had no idea what I was getting into. You're like, oh, it's my favorite movie. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
You turn it on and. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You can't really explain that to other people, though.
It's a hard sell because even though Pink Flamingos came out 40 years ago, actually, about 40 years ago.
40?
Yeah, it came out
40?
Like, yeah, came out like 1972 or 1, can't remember which.
I wasn't even born then.
Neither was I. It still stands up. It's probably one of the most poor taste movies that I've ever seen. It's true. And he's a very engaging speaker, and I'm looking forward to his talk on his career and his thoughts on the world.
Yeah, because wasn't there a podcast or something that we listened to, an audio interview or something? With
no, it was the audio book with him actually reading chapters from his book. Title totally escapes me, but yeah, we were listening to that, and it was pretty good.
He has a lot of
interesting stories, and I look forward to seeing that tomorrow.
So, for people who don't know Pink Flamingos, his other more popular movies, like when I'm describing John Waters to people, I mentioned the movie Crybaby with Johnny Depp, and a lot of Johnny Depp fans will know that.
Yeah, well, I think most people will know the movie Hairspray, which was recently sort of remade into a musical, and then subsequently another movie a few years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that it was...
originally a different movie.
Yeah.
Which is made into a musical, and then a movie from there. It's weird.
See, and I don't really... I was trying to explain to somebody, because they'd never heard of the old one, and I asked them, did you find it weird that John Travolta was playing a woman in the movie Hairspray? And they're like, yeah, I didn't really understand
it.
Yeah,
but they don't understand that.
No, they don't understand it. So I don't understand why they even kept that in there, because the only reason why it makes sense is because...
In the original movie,
Divine, it was always
in drag,
and he was in a lot of John Waters' movies.
Yeah, so yeah, they're kind of keeping keeping that connection there.
But I know, but it didn't make any sense. Like, when I saw John Travolta, it didn't even make sense to me.
Why they cast John Travolta? Or?
Yeah.
Or why they didn't cast a woman instead?
Yeah, why did they?
I get why they cast a guy dressing up as a woman. Like, you know, makes sense, but I don't know why it's John Travolta. But let's, but one of the things I'm looking forward to is...
John Travolta makes a nasty lady.
Well, so does Divine, but... but one of the things I'm looking forward to is the sort of Q&A and then the autograph session afterwards.
What are you going to ask him?
Have you
personally ever eaten dog shit?
No.
No, ask John Waters that.
Well, I'm sure he hasn't. I know he's...
When you got the dog in the movie to shit, did you make sure that...
There's a whole sort of... I remember he talked in depth about that particular scene, how it took so long. They were just waiting. Like, you know, they're waiting up to 4 hours for this dog to, like, go to the bathroom, and they're just, like, standing around, and then they have their cameras ready, and then it finally happens, and they created a memorable scene. All in one take. They didn't want any edits to make sure that there was scene cut.
Yeah, so that you know for sure.
There was no special effects. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that was,
But in terms of, questions, I don't know what I'm gonna ask him if I will ask. But I know
Well, what's the movie where, he has that big fat lady sitting in a crib and all she eats is eggs?
That's, Pink Flamingos.
Yeah, why was she in a crib and why was she only eating eggs?
Why not? There's no explanation for it. She just is. Always in that.
Maybe there is an explanation, Eric.
No, there isn't. I watched the movie enough times. There isn't. She's just there. That's
I just don't understand that.
I still don't understand.
And what is his fascination with big fat women? He always has remember he was talking about how he had to find what was it for that the movie where the ladies escaped to that crazy town?
Oh, Desperate Living, yeah.
Desperate Living? Okay, that the big black lady that was in there?
Yeah, with the massive
massive tits. And then she gets naked.
Yeah.
And he said it was really, really, really hard to find which, and this lady's probably like 400 pounds or something, right?
Yeah, she's
like, it was,
she's
he
there.
Said it was really hard to find someone who is so, so big, but also so, sexually confident.
Yeah. It's tough to cast these people.
But why is he so fascinated with that?
I don't know. Well, why is he fascinated with all sorts of sort of crazy people? It's his thing, right? Like, you know, he.
Crazy people, yeah.
Yeah, like he just.
Like that lady who faked her own kidnapping?
Sorry, who?
In real life, she faked her own kidnapping.
Oh, well, oh, yeah.
She's from a wealthy family. She faked her own kidnapping so that her parents would have to give the kidnappers money.
No, that was Patty Hearst. She actually was kidnapped.
Oh, I thought she faked it.
No, but what happened is she's kidnapped and then had a bit of a Stockholm syndrome, meaning that she sort of sympathized with their kidnappers and then started holding up banks with their kidnappers and sort of took on their beliefs. And then, you know, she eventually, caught free and then she kind of got back to normal. But there's sort of that iconic image of her wearing the beret with, like, the machine gun, and she came from like this the Hearst family, right, which is big sort of rich family,
yeah. And anyway, so that happened in real life.
That was a real life thing, yeah.
And then he cast her in
a lot of his more recent movies, like in cameos, and
yeah,
he's, I don't know why he has certainly this fixation with her, but
I don't know. And then I think his last movie was...
it's been a while. Dirty Shame was 2004.
Dirty Shame, yeah.
Yeah, and that was...
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville, Tracy Ullman. Who else is in there?
That movie is so funny.
It's kind of ridiculous there. I hopefully like he releases something soon, but apparently nothing really on the radar. But
yeah. I also really like the fact that all of his movies take place in Baltimore and that he just started doing his own movies by himself.
Yeah. Like, you know, just
kind of did it.
Yep.
So old school.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to get to get him to autograph, though. That's the thing.
I'm going to get him to autograph my tits. Or my baby belly.
He'd probably be grossed out by that.
What?
I don't know.
Why would he be grossed out by that?
I guess not, no.
I don't think he would be grossed out by
anything. Yeah, that's true. That's true. What am I thinking about? Who am I talking about? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You would be embarrassed if I did that.
You could do whatever you want. Like, I'm just going to go up and I definitely do want a picture with him, though. So bring your camera tomorrow. Guaranteed.
What if I brought a can of hairspray and got him to autograph that?
A lot of people are going to be doing that. You got to get...
I know. It's
too easy.
Yeah.
Get him to autograph Cha-Cha Heels. It's a reference to a medic movie.
I don't have Cha-Cha Heels. There you go. You should get him to draw his mustache on your face.
Well, you did
on Justin Bieber.
You did that a while back. Yeah, I remember that was a thing.
Yeah.
It's Justin Bieber if I was bad. Like bad, like is it bad good?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how the kids say, that's bad. Like Michael Jackson said.
They say that?
24 years ago.
I thought they say that it's gay.
Oh, yeah. No. They don't really. Do they say that, teenagers?
I think so.
Ugh. That's stupid. Yeah, so we'll hopefully, fingers crossed, I do want to get a picture of myself and John Waters and Rochelle and John Waters.
And then, so we have to bring our camera.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. Fun.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? Yeah, well, that's a big thing. So I'm sure, like, next episode we'll have lots to talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
This I should mention this, though. We've talked about this last few shows, and it's kind of working to a certain extent. We've got some people interested in this. As we have mentioned, in a little bit, when baby comes, we're going to be taking some time off from the show just to kind of figure things out, so we can kind of get our bearings, this whole parenthood thing, how you do for the first time, babe. Right?
Yeah, apparently parents are zombies for the first couple months of having a baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't think we will be the exception to that rule. As such, we are putting the word out. We're asking for volunteers, those people who listen to the show and like our show. We would like you to have the opportunity to guest host. And what we want from that is if you can record the show in our style as much as you want, send the file to us, and we will make sure that it is scheduled to go up during our absence. And that will be fun, right? We already have a couple people lined up.
Yeah, I think we have about three shows together, and some people are doing, I think there's two couples and then one person.
I'm not sure.
Not couples, but like two people.
Doing So like that's good. Yeah. So there will be stuff coming out, and I'm looking forward to that too. I'm actually looking forward to hearing sort of how people.
I know. I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome.
And I think we'll do good, and that should be that. If you are interested in doing that as well, send me an email, info@tiptaptip.com, and it'll give you the all the details as to what you can do.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry about, you know, if they're not able to put in audio clips and stuff like that. Like,
don't worry about that. Like, you know,
it doesn't have to be all fancy-dancy.
If you can, great. If you don't sweat it, as long as you make sure it's entertaining and fun.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Exactly.
So we don't put out shit. All right? Don't do that. Do not. We have a very quality product, and we're just taking some time off. We're getting some people to step up to the plate. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's listen to a Eurovision song.
Oh, you just want to get right into that, don't you? You just can't help yourself. We have two left. We've listened to them all, and then we have finally two that we can listen to and be done with this until the actual show, which is going to happen in like a month and a bit. If you can believe that. We have Slovakia and we have Serbia. That's it. That's all you got.
Let's do both of them.
All right, we'll do one. Which one do you want to start with, Rochelle?
Serbia.
We're going to start with...
Isn't it Serbia-Herzegovina? Is that how...
No, it's Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Oh, oops. Oops.
They're really sensitive about that kind of thing. They had like a war.
Yeah, I know.
And they generally...
And I always fuck shit like that up, too.
And they really hate each other.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Any Serbian I know goes, oh, man, those Bosnians. And any Bosnian I know, like, oh, man, those Serbians. Let me tell you. Bad. It's like, ugh, bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, let's listen to a song. This is, and you will pardon my bad pronunciation because I will fuck this up completely, and especially the title of the song, because that's a mouthful. But anyways, this is Zeljko Joksimovic. That's the best you're going to get.
Nice.
And Rochelle, if you wouldn't mind pronouncing the song title.
Oh, that's not even including the song title?
No, that's just the person's name.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Eric. Nige Ligibov Strer. I don't know. I can't say that.
And here
those
is,
letters, I don't know how they go together.
Throw in a few more vowels, please. Yeah. Anyways, this is the song, which has no pronunciation in this language. All right.
Više sreće drugi put, kažeš mi to tako lako. Vidim da nam ne ide, a još kako moglo je. Iako odeš ti, nešto tvoje znam, tu će ostati. Nije ljubav stvar da bi ti je vratio, gledaj to sam samo ja, uvek sam te voleo. Nije ljubav stvar, pa da ne znam šta ću s njom, želim ti sve najbolje, ova ljubav samo moje brodolo. Sam samo ja, uvek sam te voleo. Nije moja ljubav stvar, pa da ne znam šta ću s njom. Želim ti sve najbolje, to moj je brodolov. Idi samo, samo idi tamo, leti, pevaj, srce drugome daj. Al znaj da s Bogom nije kraj. Želim ti sve najbolje, ova ljubav samo moj je brodolom.
Okay, I think I liked it. I'm not sure.
I liked it.
You did?
It's epic.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. I'll give it that.
And the guy's voice is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and he's hot.
It's not a bad-looking dude.
Yeah, he should probably, like, for the final show, he should sing it and then take his shirt off at the end.
You say that with every male singer, Michelle. Why? You know, it would be really good.
That's a really good special effect.
That would... That'd,
especially with a wind machine.
Especially, and rain.
Yeah.
Rain, and then the shirt comes off, and then more wind.
Yeah.
And then more stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty epic. The only criticism I would give for that song is it takes a bit. It's about a good 30 seconds, maybe even up towards to 45 seconds, where it's like, you know, you have this sort of instrumental build, and that's good. That would be great if the maximum amount of the time in the song...
No.
You like that?
That's what builds it up. You got to have like a slow crescendo, and then the end is like, wah!
Like, just like that?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I like it. The only thing I found distracting was that dude who's playing that really long recorder.
Yeah.
Or was it a clarinet?
Yeah, probably. Like
and his hair.
Is pretty. The hair
was massive.
Speaking of epic things, that hair was.
Yeah. I think the song might have been about his hair.
That would make sense. It's just like.
It's crazy, crazy curly and probably down to his ass. And then he's playing this super long recorder.
And
like,
really into it.
What the hell? All
right.
That guy needs to be in. You know, if they come out with another Lord of the Rings movie,
imagine,
or something,
okay, let me
he
just,
needs to be in it.
Let me just, I'll throw this sort of description out to our listeners. Imagine if Kenny G was Kenny G times 10, and then you kind of get an idea what this dude's hair is all about.
Yeah, but Kenny G's hair was, like, coiffed. It was maintained.
Yeah.
This guy, there's no maintenance.
He's like a fucking animal.
Yeah, totally.
It's like they tamed him enough to teach him how to play an instrument, but after that, he's going to fucking eat a deer. He's going to go and fucking go in the forest and just hunt something because he's a fucking maniac.
Oh, you know what's the worst? My cousin got a Kenny G CD once for Christmas. And from her mom, and her mom was serious. She really thought that she would have liked it.
That's tough, like, you know, like, like, I guess, you know, especially when the child will get older, is you want to give your kid a gift, but there's a certain age where kids become idiots, and, like, I'm not excluding myself from this as well. I was a bit of a jerk.
Are you standing up for a Kenny G?
No, I'm just saying that it's difficult as a parent to know what your kid's tastes are in terms of music, right?
Yeah, I think at a certain point you shouldn't even bother.
Gift cards from from 12 to 20. Just do that.
Because I know the one tape that I got from my parents was Amy Grant.
Like it might.
I don't think I ever. I think I maybe listened to it once.
Like my parents were pretty good. Like, you know, I remember getting like a Tom Petty album, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, because your dad has good taste.
Yeah,
in music.
We you know, and they gave me. I think I once got like an Aaron Neville. Or was it Neville Brothers album on cassette?
Well, that's the dude with the big mole on his head, right?
I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that is all
Yeah, but he does. He has a big mole on his eyebrow,
He has a big
right?
mole on his face, but he sings like a fucking angel.
Yeah, I always think of like that scene in Austin Powers where he's like, mole.
That,
mole.
But Aaron Neville's mole is actually considerably... bigger.
It's fucking huge.
And like, you know, he's not getting rid of it because it's like a fuck you to everybody else. It's like, yeah, I know it's there. How do you shave in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and go, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that for a mole, but the one thing that if I had a pimple or a big red dot on my face that protruded out that grew hair in it.
Yeah.
Because one of my teachers when I was in grade 2, she had one of those.
And I bet you all the kids were such pieces of garbage to her, right?
No, because she gave us Smarties.
Okay, well, there you go. Kind of offset that.
Yeah, but it was really noticeable.
Well,
it just makes me think of witches.
Well, I would imagine a procedure like that would not be covered under our healthcare system. It would be considered cosmetic, right?
I would just fucking take a scalpel knife to it myself.
And then let healthcare feel about the, the stitches.
I'm sure they take care of that.
I don't know what happened.
I cut myself.
I'm just bleeding all over the place. Fix this up. All
right. There's always ways of going around it.
There's always one. Take an iron to it. We got one more Eurovision song, and then that's it.
Let's do it.
If you're a bit tired of it, this is it.
Slovakia?
Yeah, Slovakia. This I can pronounce because they're words which make sense to me in terms of... Because
they're English?
Yeah, pretty much. This is Max Jason Mai and his song called Don't Close Your Eyes. And I don't know if I've saved the best for last, but we'll have to make up that judgment as soon as we hear the song. Hear the song... We'll be right back. Well, that was a bit of a change of pace in terms of everything we've heard up until this point.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other song that's like that.
Not quite like that. That's that is something else. That was Max Jason Mai representing Slovakia with his song called "Don't Close Your Eyes." What do you think, Rochelle?
I think that if I turned that song on while I was driving, I would probably drive like way too fast.
Yeah, it's pretty rocking. And I have a feeling, that when this song is performed live, and if it's done right, and if it's not fucked up, it'll blow everyone's tits off.
Because it's good. Like, it's good, it's not a bad song.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
As long as it beats those Russian grandmas, I will be fine.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't even think the Russian grandmas are going to make it to the final.
They will. They're...
No, it's so bad.
I don't understand why, but, like, everybody's liking them. I don't get it.
Okay, so, Eric, I think that I like rock music, but only when I'm driving.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Really? Because I know you like to listen to the pop music. I don't like that at all. But I turn it to, what is it, CJ92 in Calgary?
That's kind of like classic rock. That's
yeah, classic rock.
Oh, man, these will be working on construction.
I know!
We're not.
Maybe I shouldn't tell anybody this.
What?
That I like that. Maybe I shouldn't tell anybody. Hey.
Well, you said you liked Motorhead, and I'm fine with that. But there's certain classic rock songs, which I've...
Well, I don't have Motorhead on a CD. And if I had Motorhead on a CD, I would...
Probably crash into trees and stuff.
It would be really dangerous. Yeah. Because when I was listening to Motorhead on my iPod... Well, biking and smoking at the same time.
this is before she was pregnant. Just
yeah,
to
okay.
what are you talking about? Is this afternoon?
Yeah, right.
And I was drunk, too.
I probably couldn't even balance myself on a bicycle right now.
Anyways,
it was, I think I did some pretty dangerous moves when I was doing that.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Like, I feel like I should be listening to more heavy metal. Maybe this is something that both you and I can go on, this journey that we can both go on together.
Yeah.
All right, so, I don't know where to start. I think I'll start with...
Well, we have some Black Sabbath CDs.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should start...
Is that what it is that we have?
We have a lot of Black Sabbath.
Yeah, because one of my clients burned them all for us.
Well, we take those in the car and we'll see how that
I know, goes. How about this? This is a call out to Jeff, who I know is one of our listeners in Toronto. Can you please make a compilation CD for me and Eric so that we can drive fast while listening to it?
Metal 101, your kind of primer is to
ease us into it.
You know, there's certain metal, like, you know, like the Motorhead and I like, and you know, I like some of the early metal bands that I grew up listening to, like in the '80s.
Yeah.
But
like what?
Well, like all the sort of popular ones, like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, etc.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get on some news, shall we?
Really?
No, let's not. Let's...
Like serious news?
Oh, yeah, serious news.
Really,
that's
really
all
serious?
We ever talk about. Well, before we get into news, let me.
I don't know. Are we going to talk about politics? Because I keep on getting phone calls.
All right, let's hold that thought. If you have any questions, any topic ideas, stories, anything you want to share with us, that's Rochelle and Eric, send that to info@tiptapdip.com. We like getting stuff in the email because that helps us plan the show and stuff. It is election season in Alberta, Canada, meaning that next week.
Cause people harass the fucking shit out of you all the time?
Yeah,
that's what that means.
Because it's quite different between the states and Canada, whereas the states, they always know when the next election's going to come because it's at a fixed date, right? Canadian elections, it's like they spring that shit on you for one reason or another. It's like, fuck you, we're having an election in 6 weeks. Deal with it. And so everybody kind of goes crazy.
So, but it's just for provincial, though, right?
No, and federal as well, too. Like,
what?
You know, there's... You know that it's going to be within about 4 years or so, but, you know, sometimes...
No, but I'm saying the one that's coming up is provincial.
Yeah, the one that's coming up is provincial.
Yeah.
And that...
So, I kind of think that, I know this sounds really bad, but everybody votes conservative in Alberta, so is it even worth it for me to go out and vote?
It's absolutely worth going and voting.
I don't think so.
Well, I just, Yeah, it's kind of annoying. It's because
we're... Actually, no, I changed my mind.
We're right in the middle of things, and we're getting phone calls every night. Actually, not tonight. Yeah. But
no, I did. I got they start phoning around like 5 o'clock.
Well, I haven't gotten any tonight, but I haven't checked my phone in a while, I'm sure. Like, you know, everybody's doing like these sort of these polls, like, you know, what do you believe, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's wanting you to vote. I'm sick of politics, Rochelle. I know I mentioned this several episodes ago. I'm kind of done. I just want to go and get drunk. That's how I want to deal with my political.
I want to throw pies in people's faces.
There we go. That's
the Alberta way, right?
Sure. Pies in faces. Just make sure there's good pies, because if I get a pie in my face, as far as I'm concerned, that's mine, and it better be one I like.
No, that would be a waste, because you're not involved in politics.
No, but if I ever am in a position where I'm getting a pie in my face, make sure it's a chocolate cream pie or something like that. I don't want to get, like, something I don't like.
Like what? Shit pie?
Yeah. Exactly. Who wants that?
I do. I love shit.
Or, you know, but, again, I'm just saying, in preference of pies being thrown in my face... I would want, I think top of my list would be chocolate cream, followed soon thereafter by apple pie.
I think mostly what people do is like a lemon meringue pie or something that's fluffy, because that actually works better. Or else you just get a pie plate and you just put a whole bunch of whipped cream on it.
It's not pie.
No, I know, but it still makes your face full of shit, like full of whipped cream. And then you're not wasting a perfectly fine pie.
I say if you... have such strong political convictions, get an actual pie. Say like you mean it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I was reading this, and I wasn't sure what to think, because this is a story which sort of came up earlier today when I was looking through the things. And this is about sex selection and... when it comes to families, a Washington State fertility clinic is advertising a sex selection in British Columbia.
Sorry, sex selection?
Sex selection, where they would...
What does that mean?
I'll explain. Sex selection in a British Columbia newspaper for Indo-Canadians. An ad in the Washington Center for Reproductive Medicine appears in the Indo-Canadian Voice, encouraging readers to create the family you want, boy or girl, using reproductive technologies. So what they do is...
What's Indo-Canadian mean?
Like from like East India, that area.
Okay.
But I guess there are ways, scientifically to see that the egg that is being fertilized is either one gender or another, right? So, and they can actually...
So what, they like monitor you while you're doing it?
There's some, I don't know the exact sciences. But they can determine, and they can make sure that the egg is fertilized one way or the other, right? Because anyways, let me just go on here. Some preference is prevalent in Indo-Canadian communities because of the history of dowries and the perceived ability of a boy to better take care of his parents. There's a belief that the family is not complete until there's a boy. In India, technology and science have progressed further than civil society. The gender ratios are skewed in some areas because the opportunity is there to act on impulse. So this is an interesting fact here. The ratio of boys to girls in Canada, the average is 1.051, meaning that there's a very slight a difference of men to women. And this is just naturally, without any sort of intervention by science, right?
So there's more men than women?
Slightly, like a very minute. It's just the luck of the draw, right? They say, however, the ratio grew to 1.11 for Indian-born mothers and 1.2 for South Korean-born mothers. So it's sort of, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Like, you know, if you had the chance, you know, if you were in a position to choose.
I don't understand that last thing that you said, that 1.11.
That's the ratio. 1.2.
Oh, okay. So there's like in Indian-born mothers, there's way more
there's slightly more boys born just because of well, one, procedures like this, and I guess that's...
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, people think, oh, it's great to have that choice, and, you know, we've always wanted to have a boy, or we've always wanted to have a girl, and blah, 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 and I understand that, but when you start messing around with stuff like that,
yes,
then all of a sudden you have way more men than women.
Well, that's a problem. Like, they're running into that problem in certain countries is that because there's
like, you do, unfortunately, there's a reason why there's two sexes.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't.
Yeah, like, I guess, yeah, like, if you start really heavily skewing one way or the other, that's going to be sort of...
That's going to fuck a lot of shit up.
Well, there's, first of all, it's going to be, the girls are going to love it. Because they're going to get all the attention.
I don't know. I don't know if the girls are going to love it, because there's going to be so much pressure for all those women to get married and have kids.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Right? And some women don't want to get married and have kids. Some of them want to have a career.
There's definitely like a larger pool of potential suitors, right? Like, you know, and amongst men, you know, you're going to have to
all those men that can't get women because there's not enough women, their testosterone levels are going to go fucking nuts, and then there's going to be wars.
Yeah. Man, this world we live in, Rochelle.
You just don't fuck with nature like that. Mm-hmm. Don't play God.
Just roll the dice and be happy with what you get. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. There you go. Like, you know, like in our instance, we're happy with what we're getting.
It's
good times, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, Eric Jr.
Well, you always wanted a boyfriend in the beginning, though.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't not be happy if it was...
See, I wanted to have a girl, but at the same time, when I found out that it was a boy...
Yeah, I'm not...
Of course, I'm going to be happy. Still happy.
Well, doing things. Be fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
I just wanted to have a miniature me.
Well, it's going to be a miniature both of us, so...
It's going to be fucking cute like me.
So this... Pardon?
He's going to be fucking cute like me.
Well, I've seen your baby pictures. You're pretty cute.
Yeah.
Has a bit of me, though.
Oh, man, you're just going to mess everything up there.
Mess.
Your long, weird toes.
Yeah, that one's going to have finger toes. But, yeah, sorry about that. Can't help it. It's just the way I am.
That's the kind of genetic stuff you should be able to change. Not the gender.
The finger
Can I minus the finger toes, please?
Just regular toes, not like ones that can pick up red or yarn.
And the other thing, too, is my parents both don't have chins, so I don't have a chin.
Yeah.
And you don't really have a chin, and I don't have a chin, which means that our kid is not going to have a chin.
I'm getting more of a chin from this working out thing.
You don't know, but you don't really have a defined jawline.
No, I'm not like chiseled rock.
You know how some people, their jawline is like, you know?
I want that.
I know, I totally want that too, but there's only like I figured there's only an inch between my chin and my esophagus, so it's never going to happen unless I get...
Surgery?
Yeah, like metal plates put in like a cyborg.
It can happen.
I hope so.
Yeah. So times are tough. This economy, everybody's struggling one way or another. And, you know, people are trying to make their ends meet. Even us. But some resourceful people in the States have found a new way. At this
we should have chickens in our garage.
There are chickens in our garage, huh? All right, there we go. Then what would we do with these chickens?
Eat them.
All right. And then what? Like we'd get sick of chickens so fast.
Chicken's expensive.
Yeah. I know. I saw how much that chicken was in the freezer.
Stupid.
Yeah, but it's a couple meals over there.
Can we just go steal from farms?
No, we can't. Because that would just be stealing. That's the thing.
But that seems like a really good idea.
I don't want to steal from a farm.
You know, like the Fox, that Fox movie.
Yeah, but that's what animals do. We're human beings. We don't do that.
I'll dress you up in a fox outfit.
No. that doesn't matter. What's
your plan?
Well,
you don't have a plan.
I don't have a plan yet, but I'm working on things. I got the gears turning in the brain. We'll see what happens. But this woman in the States has come up with an interesting idea in terms of how she can make ends meet in this tough time.
Melissa Borrett says she started Lubbock Fantasy Maid Service after struggling to make ends meet.
As a single mother, I had been working a variety of different jobs, including waitressing out at the strip club, and I was having to answer to a lot of people.
So she thought, why not clean people's houses while they scope out the eye candy? As we learned, the maid's outfits will make your jaw drop. And if a client doesn't want them in lingerie, their business website reads the girls will clean nude or topless.
To book one maid, it is $100 an hour. To book two maids, it's $150 an hour.
Meet Star. She is one of the maids who entertains while vacuuming or wiping down a counter. She didn't want to interview on camera, but she says she's not ashamed and there are no concerns for safety.
I have security who travels with all of my workers to their appointments.
Borat says this business is not a joke. They really do clean.
They actually clean their shop. For real.
But how well do they clean?
Yeah, well enough, I guess.
And my question is, so do the people who hire them sit there and watch them?
Well, yeah, you're not going to hire...
And then when they come all over themselves, do they clean that up too?
That is a good question. I'll give you something else to clean. Yeah, because, you know, usually in most sort of maid service, you leave the house.
They come during the day when you're at work or whatever.
And you come back and it's like, doot, magic, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm imagining that some dude sitting in a chair going...
Yeah, or on the computer and then occasionally like looking at her.
Drooling all over himself and going, yeah.
And I was amazed at the girls actually wearing 4-inch heels while cleaning.
That's not comfortable. I'm guessing.
That is so not comfortable.
Yeah.
And on their website, they say they do not exchange sexual services for money.
Is there anything legal going on here?
Oh, absolutely nothing illegal. We have a very strict no-touching policy.
But Sergeant Jonathan...
Except when it comes to touching yourself. You can't touch them.
I know, I didn't think about that. Yeah. You're a dirty fucker.
Well, come on. You're the one who just mentioned they clean up other things. I didn't even think of that when I was prepping this clip. I'm like, I just thought this is... funny ladies cleaning naked.
See, I would be, I don't know. I think it's a really good idea because I think you would make a fucking killing.
Well, I don't know how much maids cost regularly.
They cost a lot regularly.
But $100 an hour, I'm guessing, is probably...
That's pretty good.
That's probably like double of what you make.
See, and I would have no problem doing it. I would go there, but I wouldn't do it naked.
Yeah, well, you see these women there in their teddies or whatever, right?
It's just like cleaning in a bathing suit. They're just wearing underwear and a top. The only thing is I wouldn't wear the heels. My problem would be you're going into that person's home. That person is closing the door and locking the door. Where is the security that she's talking about? Are they sitting out in the car?
I'm imagining they're pretty close by. So they're not like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would try anything. Like, because they probably say on their website that, you know, there's security.
I would still be really worried because it would only take, you know, a couple minutes for something to happen.
Or in my case, like 20 seconds.
In your case? Are you just, like, broadcasting to the world that you...
Sometimes you get a bit excited, Rochelle.
Oh, come on.
See the sexy ladies, like, swiffering and scrubbing the oven?
I think a lot of guys would get super turned on by it because they, you know, because they like women doing domestic things and then the women are dressed, you know, nice.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, I know that I could never do this job because first, I say here the way that you criticize the way that I clean.
Yeah, you suck at cleaning.
So I don't think that would fly.
No.
Plus, I would look shitty in my heels and.
No, you would be wearing short leather shorts.
Oh, there we go. And I'd be charging like $5, $6.
You wouldn't even know how to clean the leather.
I don't know. I'd be like. Be like Windexing the oven, the inside of the oven. I'd be like, yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know. I can't do these things. Anyways.
And Stuart with the Lubbock Police Department says otherwise. He says this business is considered a sexually oriented business. That requires a permit in the city limits. Lubbock Fantasy Maid Service does not have one, so he says they cannot operate.
Just the fact that employees are topless or semi-nude in this case is...
Blah, blah, blah. You can't do this thing. All right.
No, but why?
Because you need a certain permit to, if you're nude or semi-nude within the city.
Oh, it's just because the city wants their fucking cut of the money.
That's it. Ka-ching.
That's what it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
So, this is an interesting thing I read today, and I was just kind of surprised about this, that Canadian fast food, which we love. I love fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Not all the time, because then it's kind of gross. But apparently it's among the most saltiest in the world. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm totally addicted to salt.
Yeah, maybe that's why. You're part of the problem, Michelle. Part of the problem. The salt levels in foods from popular fast food chains vary around the world. A new study finds with food sold in Canada containing some of the highest levels of all. Study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal looked at the salt content of food items in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, and the United Kingdom and the United States from six fast food chains, including Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Domino's Pizza, Pizza Hut, Burger King, and Subway. The researchers.
Oh my goodness, you're making my mouth salivate.
I know. The researchers looked at more than 2,000 burgers, chicken products, pizza, breakfast items, salads, sandwiches, and french fries. They found that fast food in Canada and the U.S. contained much higher levels of sodium than sold in the U.K.
I don't think we should talk about food.
All right, I'm almost done. In Canada, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets, for example, contain.
Oh, Chicken McNuggets.
What the fuck?
Stop it.
It's 24 hours. You can get it anytime.
French fries.
In Canada, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets, for example, contain 600 milligrams of sodium per 100-gram serving compared to 240 milligrams sodium in UK. In the UK, similar-sized servings, nearly 2.5 times the amount. So we like our salt, apparently.
Maybe it's because in the UK they use real chicken.
Yeah, I don't know what they eat. Their chicken does not come out of a tube.
Yeah.
Of a pump.
Gross.
It's sort of pink grossness.
Ew. Okay, now I don't want Chicken McNuggets.
All right. But you may be interested in this, though. This is something which found out of Japan, if we ever happen to be there, and happen to be eating at a Burger King. In Burger King Japan, you can add up to, you can have your Whopper. We can add an additional 15 strips of bacon to that Whopper.
15?
15. That's 1/5.
Fuck off. What?
For an additional...
Japanese people are way too tiny to eat 15 pieces of bacon.
But apparently you can add 15 strips of bacon to your Whopper for 100 yen. That works out to $1.20.
That's Canadian, it?
Which is, what considering how much I pay for bacon,
yeah,
that's pretty cheap. So, yeah, 15 strips of bacon extra on your Whopper for another 100 yen if you're in Japan.
I can't picture Japanese people turning fat, hey?
I don't know. Like, if they adopt all the shit that we eat in North America, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, all the fast food and garbage and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. In about 20 years, it'd be really, really big.
That's what I noticed when I was watching that show, Teen Mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That everybody's so big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're so young.
Well, that's what happens when you...
No, like, they're, like, 17, and they have... And they don't look like they're 17, because they're so out of shape.
They've had rough lives.
No, they just go to fast food places all the time.
They drink. their source of liquid is pop rather than water or milk or anything good like that. So when you, I guess when you have like a 4-year-old drinking pop all the time, it tends to happen.
I know. When I was, the last weekend we had a little birthday soiree.
Oh, yeah. Which...
And, Eric surprised me by baking me a 3-tiered chocolate cake.
We covered this on the last episode, right?
Yeah. But so anyway, when I was at the Safeway picking up some juice for myself, I was going to pick up Mountain Dew because they came out with this extra citrusy flavor, and I love citrus right now.
Yeah.
But there's caffeine in it.
Yeah. Well, it's pop, right? Of course it's going to have a caffeine. Like.
No, but Fresca doesn't have caffeine in it.
Well, like, there are caffeine-free pops, but you have to, like, but I think the default is that they have caffeine, unless you specifically look for.
So, that lady who feeds her, that, you know, that little girl that.
Oh, yeah.
So, she's drinking caffeine.
Straight up.
With.
Fucking, with.
Red Bull.
With an energy drink. So, yeah, of course, they're kind of fucked. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's
was it called Go-Go Juice?
Yeah, yeah. Go-Go Juice. We talked about this young lady.
Okay, sorry. I didn't realize that there was caffeine. I knew that there was caffeine in Pepsi and stuff, but you always get the caffeine-free one.
No, I get the sugar-free
one. Well, the diet one.
What else?
There's still caffeine in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I thought you did. It does.
No, because... I'm pregnant. I'm only supposed to have like one glass of caffeine, and here I am guzzling Pepsi when you buy it.
Yeah, I don't. I try not to buy like more than like one bottle a week, but usually on the weekend I'll get one, and
okay,
that's
sorry.
That. But
sorry, baby.
Why do you think he's jumping around like a like a jackrabbit?
I know.
There you go.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Let's wrap up the show, shall we? Thanks for listening. Like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you're interested in guest hosting for Tip Tap Tip during our upcoming absence, send me an email, info@tiptaptip.com, and I'll send you all the details as to what you can do so we can make this happen.
Yeah, and it would be, the baby's expected to arrive at June 13th, so it would be after that.
If you want to send baby gift certificates, that will be good too. We need all the help we can get, or else Eric's going to have to start cleaning houses
naked
in leather shorts poorly for $5 an hour.
Man, your balls would sweat so much.
They would totally sweat. There's not enough talcum powder in the world to deal with that shit.
Gross.
Anyways, if you like the show, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your spouses. Tell everybody.
Tell your maids.
Tell your maids. Give us a good review on iTunes and a nice rating. That always helps. We like that. As always.
A little pat on the back.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt. That's about it. Check out our website, tiptaptip.com. We also post stuff on Facebook. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.